Hello and welcome back to Second Take Movies, a podcast where we give movies a second look, second chance, second take, if you will. I'm your host, Preston Jenkinson, and as always, joining me, it's Jake Twito.
Yo, Scrub Dibbles.
Scrub Dibbles.
In the house. Let them all know.
It's, yeah. Just an...
I grew up thinking this was the best Men in Black movie. I saw this movie first.
Really?
And that's, I was like, ah, oh, this is fun. This is cool. Johnny Knoxville's in it. He's rad.
Yeah, I was probably like 13 or 14 when this came out.
And I don't know if it was like, I'm watching a movie I'm not supposed to. I love it. But my whole life I've been like, it's great.
I had both of Men in Black and this on VHS.
I was 12, actually. This came out on my birthday.
Okay.
I think this came out July 3rd. Before Spider-Man, Men in Black had the July 4th release stuff.
Okay.
This movie sucks.
Oh, God, it's terrible. It's bad.
The villain's horrendous, and the writing... Again, Tommy Lee Jones saves it for me, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, I think this is where Will Smith became the Will that we know today.
Big Willie style.
Big Willie. He also did a song for this, though, right?
Yeah, he did another song for this one. This was probably one of the last... movies where he did a
song. Yeah, Black Suits Coming, Nod Your Head, I think is the name of the song.
Yeah, it's not good.
Nod Your Head. Get out of here, dude.
Nod Your Head. Black Suits Coming.
He got a dude, I think, I could be wrong, so the guitarist from Limp Bizkit helped him make the song.
Of course, dude. It was the early 2000s. Like, Limp Bizkit was in everything. Like, this was the same year that Mission Impossible 2 came out, and they fucking did the song for that.
Limp Bizkit, it's kind of like, I think you and I may have talked about this. I don't know if it was on podcast or not, but like Little John, you know, oh, ski, 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 ski. All these people saying that, and I'm like, you're talking about, you know, going on someone's head.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle said that on his show. He's like, they play ski, ski, ski on radio.
Limp Bizkit. Y'all know what that means? Anyways, hey, give me some stuff. Summary until we talk about Limp Bizkit.
The story of Men in Black 2. Agent J is sent to find Agent K and restore his memory after the reappearance of a case from K's past.
So it screwed me up. Again, I fell asleep in the last 5 minutes of Men in Black. And because of that, I just did this with all the movies. And, you know, it's an audio thing and I'm doing visual stuff again. But also just waved off camera. But I thought this was the beginning of the third movie. I thought he got wiped then. And so when I started watching this, I went, oh, boy, I've really messed up. Yeah, okay, now I know what's going on.
God, it's just not good.
No, is there a positive review? Someone's got to have something.
There is. Mark LaSalle from the San Francisco Chronicle retains...
Oh, San Francisco. Just kidding.
retains the earlier film's ability to delight the viewer with surprise effects and flights of fancy. Only now the effects are better.
They were worse.
I mean, there were some that were good. Like the worm in the subway.
Yeah, okay. That whole thing was pretty good.
That whole like chase scene at the beginning was kind of fun.
Yeah, but you know what's great? The pug they got to play Frank.
Oh, yeah. Like the
same dog. And they had to put makeup on him to hide the gray.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's good. You know what? Sorry. Good practical effect. What am I saying?
There was a few times, you know, with the lady with the tentacles that looked good sometimes. Not every time, but
I want to make a joke, but I want to make sure that I'm telling you it's a joke of say that line one more time.
The lady with the tentacles.
Oh, baby, tell me about the tentacles and the lady. Sorry.
So I'm so glad we paused for that.
Let me just go ahead and say, like, I've never done desktop support. I've helped some.
Mm-hmm.
And like, especially executives, like I always had to go out because I could bullcrap them.
Mm-hmm. And I went to. That's what you have to do most of the time.
Dang. I went to go talk to this person, almost said their name and said anything. And they're like, hey, I got a problem with my computer. Can you take a look at it? And I'm like, yeah, let me take a look at it. That's what's going on. He goes, I keep getting these pop-ups. And it's just naked girls with tentacles crawling up in them.
Oh, he got hentai.
And I went, did you look this up? And he went, yeah. Yep. Can you get rid of it? Can you make it so I never saw this? Or no one knows I did? And I said, not that guy's name. Almost did it. And I said, no. You got flagged earlier. You're on a report. Like, you got a virus from this. And the virus says tentacle girls crawling up snatches. And he went, oh, I need you to delete that report. Can you control this? And I went, it was kind of hard. And he went, we're going to have to get people removed if we can't fix this. So we cleaned that up. But I took screenshots all day long and sent them out to everybody.
I would have too.
Sorry. Anyways, talking about tentacle women, we're away from that now. And
keep that in my back pocket in case that dude goes crazy one day. Look,
I'm going to make one more weird comment. You cut this if you want to, but I think you'll laugh. Logan, we got married. We were married for like 3 years. And she's like, have you ever seen porn? And I was like, yeah, I work in IT. I was like, are you kidding me? The amount of computers I've seen where it's just like, woo, what have you been doing, buddy?
William Arnold of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer with our negative review. Mercifully short, a mere 80 minutes plus the end titles. That means I had to slap myself in the face fewer times than usual to stay awake in a movie this grindingly mediocre.
I'm going to have to tell you, I was shocked how short this went.
I'm kind of with that guy. Like, I was kind of glad it was that short because, boy, there was not much here.
I watched it over two nights, and we started it later. I took medicine that knocks me out, and I was like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
Came back the next day. I had 10 minutes left. I'm like, whoa, I thought I had another 40 minutes. Great. This dumb movie starts 5 years after the first one.
Which it's been in real time. It was five years after.
But immediately I'm like, okay, if this movie was that successful, why'd you wait 5 years? Did it take that long to film it? Or,
well, they this whole team shot Wild Wild West in between those two.
Maybe that's where it all went wrong, man. But Will Smith got he had an ego, but he got an ego during this, which not trying to be rude or, but it breeds in this movie. Starts off 5 years later, he's going to go neutralize his new partner because he's emotional. Who's that actor? Do you know his name?
Patrick Warburton.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
Every time, anything he's in, I'm always happy.
It's Putty from Seinfeld. He's
Family Guy.
Yeah, he's the guy. Joe from...
Him and the Tick, that's the most underrated thing in the world.
Fun fact, Barry Sonnenfeld directed several episodes of The Tick, or was really a producer on The Tick. Yeah.
I could kind of see that, honestly, in a good way.
Mm-hmm. That show was great.
What'd you think about the James Spader Tick? Is that his name? There was another Tick after him.
There was one that Amazon did.
Yeah, that one.
It was okay.
Oh, it's not. Sorry, it's Peter Cernofsky.
The animated Tick?
No, it's the real one. Did that dude do the voice for the animated Tick?
I don't think so.
Okay. Whew, I was about to say. Yeah, there's another one after him, and it was dark.
It was, I don't remember that. Dark.
There's a reason, probably.
Yeah.
But the Patrick one was fantastic. But yeah. So they take it, goes to a restaurant.
First we get exposition in the form of like a crappy Outer Worlds kind of video. That's how the movie starts.
I forgot about that.
Explaining the light and the, what's the tentacle lady's name? Oh, I forgot.
Serlina.
Serlina. She is looking for the light
Of Zarthon?
Of Zarthon. There we go.
Zartha.
And the Zarthons are on Earth looking for, like, Men in Black to keep it away from her. And he's like, well, we got a minute remain. And Kay is there. Well, we don't know it's Kay, but the Men in Black tell her we're neutral. We can't do that. And then it gets sent up to space. And then Serlina spends the next 25 years looking for it, which brings her back to Earth in the next shot, where it shows her flying through space, destroying planets, I guess. And she ends up back on Earth to look for the light of Zartha, because I guess she wants to destroy Zarthon or something. It's not really explained why. I guess they just assume she's evil alien, good alien. You'll figure it out. It's not written very well either.
I don't like to, like, pinpoint out an actor or actress and just be like, they're terrible, but that actress is terrible.
Yeah, she's not great.
It's 100%. They said, oh, she looks good in lingerie, which I don't think she does.
No, so it was... I don't understand. It's the same... This is probably my problem with Thor 4. Thor Love and Thunder. It's the same creative team. What happened?
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, hey, this was a success. It was $140 million to make. They made $441 million.
Yeah, like, because they...
But what happened, though? I mean, like, the first one was so dang solid.
Everybody remembered that first one, and they just showed up in the theater for this one. But
there are moments in this movie.
There's pretty good moments.
Rosario Dawson.
She's great.
Great. You know,
she doesn't get much to do, but she's good.
Yeah. Get in the spaceship and go.
Yeah. Lara Flynn Boyle was the woman that played Serlina.
Well, I got to know what else. Oh, she's been. She was in Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
No, she wasn't. She was in Wayne's World, is what I'm thinking.
She was in the. I think she was in Breakfast Club, too. But anyway.
Oh boy.
Jay and his new partner are they have a fun, like I said in the beginning, they have a fun chase through the subway with this giant worm that lives down there, and they're trying to get him to move to a different spot and not be in the subway. And his new partner is just not working out. He's not that good at the job.
No, he is not.
Yeah, so this leads them on a pretty good chase through the subway, where the worm destroys half of a train, and, you know, Jay eventually solves the problem, and he has a conversation with his partner in a diner. He's like, basically, like, why did you want to join? He's like, oh, you won't be the hero. That's not what this is.
I have a problem here.
Okay.
And we talked about some last week. Right away, there was a cartoon series that came out that totally retconned the ending of the first movie. Because Jay and Kay had adventures, had all this. So I guess, like, when I watched this movie, I'd been watching that series, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be dope.
Whoa. They were going to connect to a kid show.
I guess, yeah. Nowadays, yeah. But then, nah.
Not back then. I'm unrealistic. They were not going to connect to an animated show.
Shoulda, you dumb dorks. Yeah, he's going to take that partner to a pie store and buy that boy some pie.
Yeah, and then he neuralizes him and moves on. And we find out that Jay is, like, just sunk himself into this job and doesn't go home. And
he's
is working. Yeah, turned into K, and he's working all the time and sucked himself into this job. And so he gets another call because Serlina, who has landed on the planet and has taken on the body of a lingerie model, is looking for the light of Zartha, and she picks up her, I guess, is he the same species as her, or just a guy that works for her?
Just a guy that
it's Johnny Knoxville with another Johnny Knoxville head. Yeah.
Is Johnny Knoxville a good actor?
No.
Okay. Did you watch, maybe we do this some... No, we should not do this. Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, I watched that in the theater.
I did too. And I
loved
that movie.
My mother was extremely disappointed. Because we were on vacation at the beach, and she was like, "Oh, it's a Dukes of Hazzard movie," and I'm like, "I don't know if this." I'm like, "Okay,
dude." I left that movie going, Johnny Knoxville definitely screwed Jessica Simpson.
They turned
Johnny Knoxville has screwed a bull. So
yeah, but they turned a silly TV show into like a dumb raunchy comedy.
I wrote a paper in college, which I went to Tri-County Tech. It's Harvard on the Hill. It's a very miraculous.
Of course. Great. Of course.
But I wrote a whole thing about how that movie was the start of remakes getting turned into bullcrap. And I think that's where it started.
Yeah. But I think of those, 21 Jump Street was the best.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
That was when they turned into a dumb comedy that worked. But guess who was behind that? Phil Lord and Chris Miller.
Let's go back to the last couple of movies. Why didn't they keep them on that movie, man?
It was Lawrence Kasdan and his son. That's what it was. You do what I wrote on the page. That's what you do.
Yeah. I feel like there's a handful of directors, producers, whatever, at today that you can just know if they're doing this, it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Look at the Spider-Verse movies.
Yeah. Oh, man, I can't wait for the next one. But it's probably like 7 people on that list of you don't have to worry about it. They're making a movie. And I feel like Dune 2 is part of that. Like,
yeah,
people don't care about this huge sci-fi thing. Some people do. But that guy just makes movies perfectly. Denis, I'm going to mispronounce his name.
Denis Villeneuve.
Okay. Yeah. Denis Albonibu.
Oh, have you seen Arrival?
What's that?
Have you seen Arrival, the movie he did with
Amy Adams?
Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner?
It's one of my favorite movies ever. It is beautiful. It is one of the, I mean, like, when people say, what's a good sci-fi movie? No one ever says that. But if someone were to say that, that's probably the best. Like, there's not, I don't know. I love sci-fi fighting and stuff like that. But, like, if aliens came... Aliens are here, okay? You seen Joe Biden movie. Walk around on stage? sorry. he's not an alien. He's just old. Yeah, that's a perfect movie. But back to this, though. This thing falls apart so fast.
It does. It's
neutralizes. He goes to go investigate where there's been... a break-in at a pizzeria.
And they kill the owner.
Yeah.
Because how do they figure out? She figures out through the two-headed guy played by Johnny Knoxville that he worked for, he's a Zarthan, I guess.
Yeah.
That's been stationed here on Earth and is, I guess, spoiler alert, Rosario Dawson's character is the
princess
of Zarthan. She's the daughter. It's implied she's the daughter of Tommy Lee Jones and the princess that came 25 years ago.
Which
to kind of
I'm skipping to the next movie already, so I'll stop there.
Yeah, the next movie is much better than this.
The next movie is really good.
The next two movies are the next movie's good. That oof.
I haven't seen the other one.
Oh, man. Get ready.
Picked a bad time to quit drinking. Jay likes the girl.
Yes, she's very pretty.
So he decides not to neuralize her.
Mm-hmm.
But he understands, I got to find Kay.
Yep.
The only like really happy parts of this movie start here when he goes to wherever in Massachusetts where he's the postmaster. It's money. It's perfection. That whole scene's so good of, I need to talk to you. I need to do this. Then you go in the back room with them, and everyone's an alien working with them. And I love, like, his character is neuralized, doesn't know anything about aliens, but the guy that's sorting the mail, and he's smoking a cigarette, Kay doesn't care. He's an alien. He just says, you can't smoke in here. I'm like, perfect. That is perfection. And like, this is his character. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Fun fact, that guy that takes his top half off and is sitting on the floor.
Isn't he one of the graphic, like the VFX guys?
He's the VFX supervisor for this movie.
You watched Corridor.
I did. And this scene was part of his episode because he had worked on a bunch of stuff in the 90s and this.
Honestly, that made me so happy seeing the scene. And I went, oh, I know who that is.
Yeah.
And Logan was like, well, who cares? And I was like, no, he's so good. He's so good. So Jay rallies Kay of like, there are other people here by showing them all the aliens. But Kay's still neuralized. Yeah. But there are deneuralizers in the world.
Yes. Well, MIB has the only official one.
Yeah. Because so they head back to New York, pronto. So we're going back to MIB now.
Yep. Where there's a Sprint store. It's 2002, so there's a Sprint store and a Burger King.
Dude, I love the ads. There was this weird nostalgic
thing. Remember Sprint?
That's when I was like, this doesn't exist no more.
No. I think they turned into Nextel, and then I don't think that exists anymore. Like,
you're not T-Mobile, Verizon.
There's like Verizon. The two big ones are AT&T and Verizon. At least in this country.
I don't know. I was trying to think of other countries. I was trying to think how did those ads play out in other countries? Because it was a huge hit in other countries, these movies.
I'm sure they replaced them with something else.
Yeah, they've got to. I'm gonna look that up for next week. I'm curious.
You're the only one.
But yeah, no, I'm like, I don't really care that hard. I'm going to forget about it. You get back, you get old Rip Torn. You've already gotten Michael Jackson once.
He's the best. Michael Jackson's in this.
I love it, by the way.
He wanted to be Agent J really bad for the first one. He auditioned. They told him no.
Heard his voice speaking like this. Also, yeah. You know, apparently that's a fake voice.
I believe it.
I don't know what to believe more. AI is getting too good. It was a couple years ago. There's a video of him talking normal. Ah, yeah. But yeah, you get Michael Jackson in this again. Check out who's the freaking guy from the Chicago Bulls that I'm blanking on?
Michael Jordan?
No, Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. Yeah, there's always a good guy. I mean, they made a joke about that in the first movie. Like, Dennis Rodman's an alien.
I believe
he's not in this movie.
That was in the first one. You're right. You're right.
But he's not in these movies. Like, he doesn't physically show up. Yeah.
No, I don't think he does. He's not in the third one for sure.
Right.
Might be the fourth. No. The fourth one, he's done for. He's a plant in Korea, North Korea at this point.
But at the same time that they're neuralizing Kay in this big white room, wouldn't you know it, the bad lady shows up and takes over MIB and releases some of the prisoners that they have. And there's a fun joke of they flush for some reason they flushed the neuralizer room and nowhere else.
Yeah.
Because MIB's in lockdown.
Don't worry. They've got a guy who does illegal deals.
Of course.
We've seen him before. We're going to go see Jeebs.
Tony Shalhoub is Jeebs again. We find out
that character is so fun, and he's great.
Yeah. We find out that the plans for the neuralizer, the deneuralizer, leaked out on the internet, which was very much in its infancy when this movie came out. Because there's no way they had that kind of speed of the internet.
No, it's like at least 10 years from this.
Yeah.
And that's possible. You could, I'm not going to be a big nerd. I'm going to stop there. But
It's just hilarious to me when Because, like, the first Mission Impossible movie is like, oh, shoot, they were sending emails.
I am such a sucker. I am a sucker for all of that Job 3:14 bullcrap.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Probably why I did IT. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So
they go see Jeebs.
Yeah.
And guess what? They bully him.
Mm-hmm. Shoot his head off.
But you find out, I did like the twist of, okay, you've been deneuralized. And then Kay goes, well, I neuralized myself before. That's not overwritten here.
Mm-hmm.
But I got clues. All right, well, there's the movie. We've got a clue chase.
Oh, yeah, because he neuralized himself before. But how would he remember he's in Men in Black?
He neuralized himself specifically to erase what the Light of Zartha was.
Gotcha.
I don't understand that. This was movie magic here of you can control.
Yeah, because like...
And I guess with the pen, when you say this is, you know, your message back. You know, you're like...
Yeah.
The guy at the beginning is like, you're going to go get a big family. You're going to meet a good woman, have a lot of kids. So I guess that's what happened.
I guess you're supposed to just go with it, I guess.
I don't enjoy the premise enough to go with it, but yeah, exactly. I will go with it.
So we leave here and Kay has left himself several clues. They go back to as to where the Light of Zartha is. Go back to the pizza spot and like, oh, Kay has a picture of himself pointing at something.
That matches
a picture of one that the guy had in the pizza shop.
And I loved of Jay, like,
yeah,
trying to figure it out, and it's Kay being like, he's pointing at the key there, Junior, like, you know, idiot.
Must loan you down, slick. So there's a key for at locker at Grand Central Station. They go there, unlock it. Apparently, there's a group of. This was one of the funnier parts of the movie to me.
It was great.
The little townspeople was like, all hell, Kay. All hell, Kay.
Totally forgot about it. And
a little
popped up. I was like, oh, this is awesome.
A little Moses with the movie rental staff tablet.
Perfect. And Kay's wristwatch is there with that blockbuster.
Large adults entertainment section in the back.
In the back.
And they have a little strip club.
And that's
why
I hate, like, there's good...
Yeah,
there's good things in this movie. Yeah, Will Smith does some good stuff, even.
Yeah.
I still hate this movie. It still sucks.
So they drop Rosario Dawson off. I forgot her character's name, and I don't care to look it up. They drop her off at the Worms. The Worms are back.
Yeah, they drop her off at the Worms, and they're touchy-feely, and they need to be careful.
Yeah, they're creeps.
Like Twister, baby. Get them, man.
And so from there, Jay gets a watch from that place and a card for a video rental place.
So they go to the video rental place where you get freaking
David Cross again.
Robert Cross. David Cross again.
So is he supposed to be the same character from the first movie?
Yep.
But didn't he get killed in that first movie?
I love that you pointed that out. He did.
Like he got gooed up against the wall or the ceiling.
Maybe it didn't kill him, but the first movie made you really think he got killed.
Yeah.
So
that's, I guess it's supposed to be implied that it's the same guy, but he's like not really recognizable because he went bald and he had some hair in that first movie, but it's 5 years difference. Nobody cares.
Yeah, no one.
Such
cares.
A small character, but he is like all about like Men in Black are real, and oh, look at you looking for this video. So he gets that
video. They get a video of the Light of Zartha,
which was the opening exposition of the movie. It was that video.
Yep.
And we see what really happened. That night, it was Kay who sent the what is supposed to be the light off in space, and is very heavily implied that him and the princess has some
coitus.
Yes, the grown up. They did the grown up as a RA I had in college. Said.
But the like yeah. what Kay can remember though is he's grief stricken by it, mm-hmm. but he thinks it's in the bracelet.
Yeah.
Of Laura. Laura is the name of her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I remembered it. I'm great.
Because it starts glowing. Her bracelet starts glowing. And they're like, oh, well, we've got to break into MIB and stop her. Because at this point, between when they call her and they're going to get her, the lady, the tentacle lady kidnaps her.
Yep. Because they break into that apartment.
Yeah. And just a low effort fight. There's some weird creepy dude. Like, we have no history between Jay and this weird creepy dude. Like, there's mm-hmm. a weird floating dude in a trench coat. Like,
he's in the cartoon series.
Okay.
Yeah. But again, like you said, there's no connection between
no
this
context.
And that.
Yeah.
He's cool. He's creepy. I wish we knew more.
Yeah. Because it's implied like they have this history, but we haven't seen it.
I think he was the main villain of the cartoons. But they go counterattack. And I'm going to go tear in hell. Some of the worst VFX I've ever seen, even for the time.
Yeah.
Is that lady chasing them in a spaceship
the
as
subway.
They go through New York.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry. We got a callback. Because Jeff, the worm that...
Yeah.
His name Jeff...
My name's Jeff.
That's 22 Jump Street.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Eats her.
Yeah.
Done. And that's where the bracelet leads them up to a skyscraper where there's a magical ship all of a sudden mm-hmm. there. And then it's all fully implied of you're the light. You gotta go. You're
you
my
gotta
daughter.
Go. Hey, lady, you've spent your whole life on Earth. Well, guess what? You're about to go to another planet because you're supposed to save this other place for some reason. Yeah.
Don't worry. She takes off, and then Jeff shows back up, and now he's a plant, Jeff.
Well, it's tentacle her. Lady took over the Jeff.
Yeah.
And they pull out their big guns like they did in the last movie and blow it out the sky, and off the lady goes to Zartha.
Tell you what I do love. The last movie, you and I had questions of how they get all this hidden. This movie, they showed it. Statue of Liberty neuralizes, and then they've got...
Yeah, like a massive...
You know.
Yeah.
They did their due diligence, but movie's over.
Yeah.
Not. You go back to MIB, Jay's got... His locker full of the aliens now.
And they try to do a thing like they did at the end of the last one where our universe is in a locker or something.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I hit, and I'm like, I know the third movie exists. This isn't a thing. Like, this is stupid.
And then they wait 9 years for the third movie. Third movie came out in 2011.
If I didn't know the third movie was pretty good, I'd say why, but yeah, this movie sucks. It's like a 4.2.
It's not good. It's a 3 for me. It's not good.
Tommy Lee Jones makes it for me. I see him. I smile. I feel like I'm talking to my grandpa.
Here's my thing. I am. Could you do a Men in Black movie without Tommy Lee Jones?
No.
That's Jay and somebody else. And they're not solving something from the past.
Also, yes, you can. It's the next movie. But daggum Josh Brolin does Tommy Lee Jones better than Tommy Lee Jones.
Because I think I think for that third one, Tommy Lee Jones was like, I don't want to come back for a whole movie.
Yep.
Just I'll come in for like a couple days, but...
I do want to make sure I tell you, Srelina... The villain.
Yeah.
Halle Berry, Jennifer Lopez, and Geared Lee Smith were all up for it.
They all got beat out by this girl?
Cheaper.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it came down to money.
Yeah.
The villain was not important to their story.
We already paying Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones, so.
Yeah, and I don't know.
I would have preferred.
I'm not
Halle
trying to
Berry.
Be a Will Smith hater, but I'm like, yeah.
Well, I mean, he was a star at the time. He was commanding a big fee, and get what you worth is what I say.
Dude, when did Transformers come out?
The first one?
Yeah, Michael Bay's.
2007.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. I'm trying to place it. I mean, this is a better movie than those. Let me go ahead and say that right now, but
I don't think so.
The first one, maybe not.
Yeah, that first Transformers.
Oh, no, sorry. Men in Black, the first Men in Black is better than those. This one, no.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Look it. I hate it.
Don't waste your time on it. It's not good.
I've only watched the third one once, and I barely remember it. I just know the performances.
I've seen it a couple times.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Bill Hader, spoiler.
Yeah.
Plays Andy Kaufman.
Totally forgot about that.
Not Andy Kaufman, Andy Warhol.
I pictured Andy, the real Andy Warhol when you said it, so we're good.
Just a quick cameo from him.
Bill Hader is fantastic, by the way.
He is. He's great.
I hate Saturday Night Live now. Yeah. I just do. I'm not trying to pile on it, but Bill Hader's one of those people that came out of that, though. He's awesome, dude. Barry was fantastic. The guy has great VFX, voice effects stuff. He's a winner.
I think everybody has their own time for Saturday Night Live.
I agree to that.
Mine and yours is probably like the
Will Ferrell,
early 2000s and 2010, some of the 2010s.
I fell in love. I don't know how, but I had tapes of Norm Macdonald.
Oh wow!
Doing a Weekend Update, and that's where I was like, I love Norm Macdonald.
The first time I ever watched Saturday Night Live was Adam Sandler doing the Opera Man.
Oh man, that's good.
I was like, this is great.
I think my first one was Big Man, Little Jacket.
Yeah.
It was, you're going to live down by the river.
Oh, shoot.
Chris Farley.
Yes.
Yeah.
My name is Matt Foley.
Chris Farley, dude.
Yeah.
That's a dynamite.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You were going into it, and I'm going to beat you to it. Preston, what have you been watching? What's been going on?
I watched Napoleon.
Ooh, what'd you think? So I was afraid of.
It's not. The thing is, it's not Joaquin Phoenix's best performance.
Yeah.
But it's still good.
I want to ask you as a historian at this point. I'm not a historian. Did they show him shooting the Sphinx's nose off?
They showed him shooting cannonballs at the pyramids.
Okay.
There is a shot of him looking at the Sphinx with its nose already off. There is no cannon fire at the Sphinx. Because I think that's a fake story.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. I mean, no one knows.
He did travel to Egypt, but
yeah, yeah. And then Hitler went crazy with him. Yeah. But
Vanessa Kirby's really good, though.
I'm gonna watch it. I need to.
You
watch
should.
It.
You should.
Yeah,
it's worth a watch. It's that, not that's what great. I think. It's not bad, and it's not good.
All right, it's worth watching.
It's just me. What else? What else? What else? Dune 2, as I said earlier, great. Everyone should go see that immediately.
I get it, dude. It's fine. Shut up.
What else? Shogun is amazing.
Dude, I got to pick. I might watch it right after we get done here and start it.
You should.
I keep
New episode out. Came out today. There's three episodes out right now.
All right, perfect. That's my game. That's my, like, three are out.
You have to... Look, watch it, because there's a lot of Japanese. Like, you got to put everything else away.
Is this subtitled the whole time?
Yeah, because you'll get lost if you...
Master anime watcher here. I have no problems with watching those of the foreign comment.
I'm a dubs no subs kind of guy when it comes to stuff like that, but especially with animation, I'm like,
It's tough. It's tough. If I wait like 2 months, I can watch it in English, but
because it doesn't bother me. Like a dub on an animation doesn't bother me because the lips don't always match, so it's like I don't care about that. Now when it's like a live action thing, I can't stand a dub. My brain hates it.
Did you watch Dark on Netflix?
No. Mm-mm.
If you need something to watch, it's wild.
So much to watch already.
I know. I was about to say. I know you probably got a ton. It is so good. It's a time.
Yeah, I've heard about it several times.
I don't know how to explain it to you without ruining it. It's so good.
I've seen disturbing. Like trailers and ads for it. So
it's crazy,
but trippy, weird sci-fi
like,
stuff.
I watch it in English dubs, and it's like, hello there.
Yeah, my brain hates that.
Yeah,
so much.
So I rewatched it in the German, and I mean, I have to read, which I suck at reading. You know, I grew up in Kershaw, moron. That's a weird joke for people from Kershaw that no one will get. But I need to check it out. I need to watch Napoleon.
All right.
I finished Justified finally.
Good for you.
And there's another show, a follow-up show that came out last summer.
Yeah.
I'll probably do it sometime. I'm just pumped to be done. I can't remember if I was done last week or talked about being done, but I'll say it again because it was so good. The Watcher on HBO finished it. So good. Stephen King, Ben Mendelsohn is the lead. Mendelsohn, thank you. It wasn't advertised at all. So 2020 movie. I mean, series. It is good. It is a slow burn. Like you start watching it. I know I said this last week. Now I'm repeating, but like it's a slow burn. You watch it and you're like, is this good? Is this good? But Jason Bateman directed the first two episodes. He's in the first two.
That's right. You told me that. Yeah.
I was really shocked. I was really blown away. Really good. But
there's a show on Apple called Constellation that they haven't really advertised. But it looks really good. Numi Rapace goes to space and goes crazy.
Jonathan Banks, right?
I guess. I don't know.
I just know
Numi Rapace was in it.
Yeah, it looked pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Well,
the good Shane Gillis comment of, if you become a fan of history, you become a Republican.
Or early onset Republican.
Thank you. That was a test. I wanted to know if you knew it. Did you watch Band of Brothers?
Mm-mm.
I really want to do it. I love World War II. I'm falling into that joke there. But whatever the new one, the People of the Air.
Masters of the Air with Austin Butler.
Gosh, it's way.
That's World War I, though.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't realize that. I thought it was two still, but I don't know. Hopefully next week I'll watch a couple episodes of that. So, we'll see.
The best World War II movie I've seen in a long time was Fury.
You know what? That's Shia LaBeouf, right?
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf,
Brad John Pitt, Bernthal. Shia LaBeouf, John Bernthal.
Yeah, that was good. That was fantastic. Really good. It came out of nowhere for me, too. Mm-hmm. The best World War II movie I've seen in a long time is Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah. It's probably Saving Private Ryan, Inglourious Basterds, and Fury. That's, for me, that's the best.
Saving Private Ryan, I don't think there'll ever be a movie like that again. What? I say that, but I think Dunkirk.
See, that...
It gave me the same feeling. It's not the same. It's not the
for
same
me,
story.
It didn't.
I didn't feel... love with the, sounds so gay. I didn't feel the love of these people in Dunkirk, but Dunkirk gave me the like, ooh.
I mean, Dunkirk, its goal was to put you in the feeling of what those people are feeling. We're not given any characters to root for, really.
And we're not given any villains to root against. You don't ever.
Right. They're
really
kind of nameless. They're nameless and faceless or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was okay. It's not my favorite.
It's not the best Chris Nolan. It's I don't know. It's hard for me to be like, every single one of those movies, I'm like, yeah, it's up there, though. But
it's not. For me, no. It's not.
I'm about to rewatch Dark Knight and then Dark Knight Rises.
Hmm.
I don't watch the first one.
I do.
I think I've seen it so many times.
Yeah.
I've seen it more than anything else. But yeah, I think it's time to rewatch those. Just
yeah.
Those are perfect movies.
Well, next week it's more Men in Black. Men in Black 3, a much better movie than this that we barely talked about because it was so bad. That's usually
I
what
love
happens.
The running theme of like, if this movie sucks, we're going to talk about bullcrap. And then
we're gonna plow through this, and then we're going to talk about whatever we want to. So if you have a suggestion for a movie we should do, you can send that secondtakemoviespod@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram @secondtakemovies. Jake, you got any last words for us before we
You know, leave? This week I don't, Preston, because I got to take a dump.
Well, there you go.
Crap. My pants.
Crap your pants. And
That's disgusting. I'm sorry.
We'll see you next week.